Listen up, Australia. He's not here. He's off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Good afternoon, Australia. Mickey's back on Monday in studio, but a big Malloy show coming up this afternoon for you. Gone Wild being a Thursday. Aggressive cows on a beach. Beavers going extinct. And a chimp and a woman have an affair. I'm listening. Gone Wild a little later. Jim Jeffries told a yarn about his mates with the bloke who shot Bin Laden. It's a great story. We'll be hearing from Jim Jeffries in the second hour. But up next, it's Andy Lee, who's got a conundrum and needs your help. Let's get into it. It's the Big Thursday Malloy, part of the Rostered Week Off, right? Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. It is the Rostered Week Off with Jim Jeffries coming up in the second hour. But right now, it's Andy Lee who needs our help.
I've had some news today.
Yeah.
Where I thought about ringing in and just taking emotional leave and say, I can't.
What are you talking about?
Bex said to me this afternoon, oh, just so you know, Paris and Nick's wedding coming up. And I was like, yeah. Look, sure. I'm looking forward to it. She goes, yeah. It's on grand final day.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Can you get divorced before you're married?
Is it okay to get married on grand final?
Did he miss a meeting?
I don't know. What is going on here? And so I was just perplexed. So my first question was, well, am I expected to go? And she said, yes, I expect you to go.
And because I said, she's a maid of honour.
Yeah, she is. I don't think I'm obligated to go under the international rules of weddings.
I reckon you're right.
And sporting events.
I don't think I'm obligated to go.
So I wanted to ask everybody out there, A, am I obligated to go?
Mm.
B, what compensation should I get, not from my partner, but from the wedding party? What should they be adding to the ceremony to entice me to come and entice everybody?
Can I say, Santo told me a beauty. I think it was the World Cup, and it might have been Iran, Iraq, or a similarly big game. His cousin, Enrico, was getting married, and it was on that day. They all got the chat from the girls the day before going, do not ruin this wedding. You are going to the wedding and you will enjoy the wedding and it will be great.
Yes.
Anyway, all the blokes have got earpieces, right? And so halfway through the vows here, and do you tell this, 80 men go, yes! And start roaring with laughter as they all blow up. Okay, all right. What are your obligations? Do you need to go?
Yep.
Advice from the girls and the boys for Andy Lee, because this has implications not just for the married couple, but you and Beth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. A lot of stakeholders.
She's already going to be losing points on this one, although she is in a surplus.
This is Triple M. You're listening to Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jim Jeffries from LA coming up in the second hour. But Andy Lee is here with us right now with a real drama.
This has got me absolutely sweating.
We're all tense.
I'm flummoxed. I'm tense. This needs a resolution.
Beck, my partner, has just told me that she is in the bridal party for a wedding that happens to be on grand final day coming.
Wow.
And I said, am I obliged to go?
As you would ask.
Yeah, and she laughed like I was going for a joke. And when I didn't laugh, she went, oh, you're serious. And what I want to know is, am I obliged to go? Or what kind of compensation should the wedding party, the bride and groom, be offering to those that do go? What kind of incentives?
Right.
Marie, you can kick us off.
Oh, Andy should definitely go to the grand final.
Yes, Marie! I'd marry you, Marie.
I wouldn't go to my own wedding if I had to go to the grand final.
Correct response.
See, it's not gender-based.
No, it's not.
No,
it's both parties. Yeah. What do you want to do? It's
grand final day. Matt, thoughts?
2017, my wife's cousin got married on grand final day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate the day now because we lost to Richmond. But why didn't go to the wedding? I went to the reception afterwards, minus one leg. I was a bit legless. So,
Is that okay?
What was the lasting implications of not going to the wedding from your partner?
From my side, there was nothing. But if I had to go there, I wasn't going to even go to the reception. So that was a compromise. I had to miss the wedding, the ceremony.
It's not a compromise. That's a win-win. that's the way to go. And so that worked out. Okay, that's interesting. So good luck pitching that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a lawyer to pitch that for me.
Or Waleed Ali is my representative. You know, someone.
Yeah, this is going to be very sensitive negotiations, whatever way you look.
Pete, talk me through it. Where am I sitting on this one?
Hey,
Andy, I reckon you could go on one provision that the bridal party put a huge screen on top of where their reception area is, mm-hmm. and everyone can watch it, and they can cheer and scream while the whole reception's going on, mm-hmm. even during speeches, mate. During speeches.
Oh, you're a madman. Pete, you're single, aren't you?
No, I'm married. That's why I'm saying it.
Oh, good, Pete. Yes. Yeah, the perfect wedding planner, Pete.
Would they move the time so that you could say, okay, we get it's got to happen, but can we go to the game?
That's a great
and
call.
Then
in fact, Pete might be onto something. Mm. Maybe ceremony first, and everyone waits around for photos.
Exactly.
Why don't they nick off and do photos while the game's on, provide beer in a big screen.
Beer in a big
That's
screen.
Until it's finished.
They can go and
knock yourself out with
the on the marriage, do yeah.
them. We get the idea.
Wayno, what do you think?
I think you should go and wear your footy colours and stream it on your phone during the reception. And also stand there and you should have a can of Brick Lane in your hand.
Buy some streamers to the Brick Lane.
Sid, seems unanimous that I've got to get something.
No. Sid.
Mate, I'm reckoning that you're obliged to go.
Okay.
To keep the happy house. But then as soon as you sign the guest book, you duck down to the front bar and watch the game.
Not bad.
So you sign in and do a runner.
That's a very good idea.
Like you're clocking on at work.
Yes. Then, and Sid, I'll wear a generic suit. So, I'll sit up the back. In fact, I'll ring a guy that I know is going and go, what suit are you wearing?
That's good.
Wear the same suit.
What about fake Andy? Let's audition fake Andys.
Substitute
like
in.
Like a seat filler. Like
That's
they have brilliant. At the Oscars or something.
That's a great idea because Beck's in the bridal party. She's out the front.
Yeah, she's on the front. She can't sit next to you.
So if we get Jason Biggs.
From a distance, what's her eyesight like? can she pick you out of a crowd?
Jason Biggs to come and be doppelganger Andy. He's probably very cheap.
I would get Matt Preston. I would sign in, do a runner, and get Matt Preston to say, now, Matt, you've got to sit there at least till 3/4 time.
Thanks for calling, mate.
Raylene, thoughts?
Definitely doesn't have to go, and the reason why is the bride and groom organised it on grand final day, so it reduced their numbers and their costs, so no, don't feel guilty, don't go.
Oh, so I'm doing a favour for them.
Absolutely.
Raylene, you are onto this.
You are.
They are deliberately trying to weed out.
Keep numbers down.
Yeah, smart. So I'm a hero for going. Yeah. Is that what you said?
You're doing the right thing by your partner, your relationship, and their marriage.
Steve, bring it home for us, Steve.
Mate, Andy, you're a young man. You're young enough.
On Triple M all around Australia, we're streaming on the Listener app, which is free as well to get all your podcasts, including Dave's Corner. It is Molloy. It's the Rostered Week Off. Mickey's back on Monday in studio. Gone Wild coming up soon. Oh, some good stories in that. But right now, producer James is going to join us about some insider information, Mickey.
James, you came in and gave us some insider information. I love a bit of insider trading knowledge. And what? Give us the background.
This was something that really it changes your worldview. So I was having a Shiraz with my brother earlier this week.
Okay. Nerd alert!
Just talking
shop.
Were
you on a blanket or were you by a river?
It was more like an armchair, just sort of like lounging around.
Okay. Did you have a blankie on your knees? Yeah.
I had my dog in my lap and I was just stroking the dog with the Shiraz. Nerd alert! Anyway, he was talking.
Like the nerdiest Bond villain ever.
Absolutely.
So he was talking about his work. He was briefly able to get into work. He works at a cinema. Yep. And he was talking about the Choc Tops.
Right.
Yeah.
Turns out, Boysenberry is the top Choc Top.
Shut up.
It is not.
By far and away. I thought it was vanilla.
No way.
Yeah, couldn't be. Absolutely. It just, and skews towards the older lady in particular.
OMG.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah.
Are you telling me? Hang on. What are you saying? I don't believe you.
I'm saying that Boysenberry flies off the shelf.
Take it back. That's bullshit.
Vanilla never gets touched.
I didn't even know there was Boysenberry.
Apparently, peppermint choc is more popular than vanilla.
You're making this up.
Dump that.
You're whining up. I think I will. Had to lose our license.
I'm speaking truth.
I'm a vanilla man. You look like a...
I'm a vanilla bean man. Particularly, Nerd alert! If I could go for a Madagascan vanilla bean.
Oh my god. Nerd alert! It's like being rope-a-doped here.
It's too much for the senses.
Bat down the hatches, it's a nerd storm.
Jeez.
So you'd be a boysenry man from way back?
No, I'm more of the Eskimo Pie kind of operator or a Dixie Cup. Strictly vanilla. Remember those?
A Dixie Cup, and you get a wooden paddle.
Yeah.
We get a wooden paddle where you can put like a thumb
That's right.
nail for.
Barely get it in your... Yeah, no, I'm vanilla. I wouldn't have thought there was boysenberry at the... candy shop, whatever.
Oh,
you call
absolutely.
It.
And apparently, salted caramel even outranks vanilla
we'll see,
as
I
well.
Like the salted caramel too.
Mm, Murray River salted
this is
caramel.
Very disappointing. Mm. How does popcorn go?
Well, this is interesting. It's quite controversial. they've moved to a new oil supplier, and apparently, the bags are quite fiddly and gets all over the floor. So,
wow. You're going to get your brother sick. Hang on, what do you mean? They've gone to a new oil base?
Yeah, some sort of... And the oil solidifies after it's been on the ground for too long.
Don't they come in a bucket?
Yeah, I think it seems to be in some sort of plastic bag.
When you buy them
of...
in my quantities, they come in a bucket. Do they put butter on them like that? Man, have you ever been to cinema in America? Good Lord. They just put half a pound.
It's amazing too. Tastes so good.
Here's the deal. Why do you only eat popcorn at a cinema?
Yeah,
are you, there's no other. No. It never comes up as
You're
an
right.
option, or you never sit at home going, "I'd kill for some
no,
popcorn."
No, we don't buy popcorn.
It's one of those things that you associate with the venue.
And when you go to a cinema, it's the first thing. It's first for the senses, isn't it?
Yeah. Toblerone, mini bars or airports.
100% right.
You don't find the Toblerone.
You don't
but
go
you
to Coles
go to a mini bar and you go, "Oh, if there's no Toblerone there, you get angry." Yeah. Where's the friggin' Toblerone?
Meat pies only at the footy.
No, we like a food.
Actually, my place in lockdown, they're fairly good. Would you like to weigh in on the
boysenberry debate?
On the boysenberry chalk top, is it an Australian?
I'm just surprised it's number one. I don't know a single person.
What is boysenberry? I've never seen a boysenberry.
Yeah. Oh, you'd know boysenberry. Wouldn't
is it purple?
Yeah, that's it.
Can you buy it at Coles?
Yes.
On air, guys. Okay. On air.
Oh, sorry. Your chop top of choice. All right.
I don't care.
You're listening to Malloy on Triple M with Mick Malloy. He's back in studio on Monday. It's the rostered week off here, and we're talking chalk tops.
The great boysenberry debate is underway. Is it appropriate in a chalk top? Why is it the biggest mover?
Interesting, isn't it?
In the cinema lolly department.
Little industry
we
secret.
We need to get to the bottom of this. Paul's on the line. Paul, what say you?
Yeah. Look, it's got to be the vanilla chalk top. This boysenberry thing, I'll bet you that's one of them Johnny-come-latelys with the pointed end.
I bet you're right, too. I don't even know what
I'll
a boysenberry...
bet it is.
Where do boysenberries come from?
Well,
are they indigenous?
Fruits, I guess,
where do you grow them?
They're a berry of some description.
Oh, well done, Dave. Are they Australian?
Vanilla,
is it
it's
European.
Vanilla and it's a flat bottom.
Yeah, the flat bottom chalk top, absolutely. Yeah. So you can put it down while you're fumbling through your popcorn.
Yeah,
thanks for the call. Monica's on the line. Monica, yeah, and you're not of the same opinion.
No, boysenberry is the best.
Right. Why is that?
Just makes it nice and sweet. And I tell you, if there's no boysenberry, I will not buy another flavour.
Oh,
Monica,
geez, that is
digging your heels in.
That is staunch.
Yeah.
It's boysenberry or hit the road.
Yep, absolutely.
I like your style and your commitment, Monica. Thanks for the call. Alan's on the line. Alan, your boysenberry man from way back?
Boysenberry, ever since I can remember it being introduced. I was always vanilla, and I can remember a promotion in Bendigo at the cinemas. Introducing a new flavour, boysenberry, and I've never bought another flavour since at the cinema.
So you've
gone about 79, 80.
So you're a vanilla man, and you've gone, "Give me this boysenberry. What is this?"
Can't
and you've
get
gone,
enough of it now.
You're like Barney Gumble having his first beer.
That's right. Appreciate you ringing through,
Matt. Which camp are you in, buddy?
Yeah, g'day, Mickey. I'm going to throw a cat amongst the pigeons, mate, and put the banana chalk top at the top of the list.
Banana.
I'm a huge fan of banana in a dessert. Anything banana flavoured, it gets me going. I mean, the Barney banana, of course, which was the, up there with you. It was like a really classy paddle pop.
It really was, wasn't it?
It was the Barney banana.
On a hot
it was the
day,
ranking
standing on the sand with a Barney banana in your
you're
hand.
King of the world.
Oh, mate.
You owned the world and everything in it.
Didn't get any better until you dropped it in the sand and then you ruined it.
You can't get another one.
That's right.
Send the kids off. Hey, banana chalk top, I'm with you, Matt.
Right,
Duke
good.
And Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft available at Dan Murphy's. Bloody good beer, Matt. It's on its way for
yes,
you, mate.
Yes, it is a ripper. A great lockdown buy from Dan Murphy.
That's
ring
it.
Him up.
Get
say,
him delivered.
I'll have a case of Brick Lane,
done.
The draft, and it'll brighten your day.
Tell him Mickey sent you.
Tell him Mickey sent you. Steve, where do you stand in the ice cream department?
I am a chalk man because I love to know I've been to the pictures when I've got that chalk around my lips. I love it. And I can lick it for later on.
Oh, dear. All right. You seem committed. Now, I believe you're an old cone style guy. Is that right?
The old 45s. Remember them, Mickey?
Yeah, the old 45s. The longer cone with the pointy ones.
Yeah, they had the flat bottom, and they used to have a waffle bit down the bottom.
Remember that.
Topping in them.
Oh, the waffle bit in the middle. Cream. It had the square down the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you used to suck the topping out at the end of it when you used to finish with it.
Here's the art to your chalk top, too, by the way, because it's all above water.
Yeah, you know, right.
It's the opposite of an iceberg. It's like most of it's above the waterline.
Yeah.
So what you do is you get to a point and then you start pushing down hard. By the time you get to the bottom.
Yeah, right.
Like your cornetto. Nah, it's all in my book. thanks, Steve. You've gone bonkers. What's your theory?
Mick, Dave, look, living on the Gulf, we've had a shop and we used to sell the famous jelly tip. You must remember that one.
I don't remember the jelly
Greek
tip.
Jelly tip. Google, have a look. It's the best. It's vanilla ice cream with a jelly tip covered in chocolate.
What flavour jelly? Like raspberries?
Yes, raspberry, strawberry, but it was really, really nice. It was just refreshing.
And what happened to them?
I don't know. I think they just, that was it. When I grew up, they were just not available anymore, just like the poly waffle. Yeah. Where's the poly waffle?
Good point.
Yeah, well, you'll still find it at your local pool.
I was big on the Paddle Pop Liquor Prize. Remember those?
No, I don't. All right. What was the Paddle Pop Liquor Prize?
You had to lick the paddle pop, and then often on the stick, there might have been a prize for you. And if you joined them up, you might have got yourself a skateboard if you're lucky enough. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
It was a different time.
Were you the type of guy to get your glug and your Raz straight away?
Oh, my
for
God.
The free? When you got the free?
100%.
I felt like I'd won Tats Lotto.
Absolutely.
Suck it, everyone.
Yeah, for me.
Caroline, boot at home. What are your thoughts?
Well, I love a Boysenberry cheesecake, but vanilla Choc Top at the movies with, sorry, Mickey, a Canadian club and the recliner right back to watch the movie.
I'm going to take you on a date, Caroline. If you're single, you're in a lot of trouble because that sounds like...
Triple M, this is Malloy. It is the Rostered Week Off. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Gone Wild coming up in the next few minutes, including a story about a chimp and a woman who are having an affair. Okay. And Jim Jefferies is going to join us just after this. It's Malloy, Triple M.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick has a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Yeah, Mickey's back on Monday. Big hour coming up this hour. Gone Wild, where we look at the antics of the animal kingdom. A daddy short legs is apparently a thing. I mean, I've heard of a daddy long legs, but daddy short legs. A chimp and a woman have had an affair, and aggressive cows on a beach. All right, that's all coming up with Gone Wild in just a few minutes here on Malloy. But up next, though, a guy who's mates with the bloke who shot Bin Laden. That's Jim Jefferies from LA Next. It's Malloy, Rostered Week Off, here on Triple M. Triple M, you're listening to Malloy, the Rostered Week Off. Jim Jefferies, one of Australia's finest comedic exports, calls LA home these days, but he's a true Aussie at heart. Although making a lot of friends with Americans, it seems.
I'm actually mates with a guy called Rob O'Neill, who's the guy who shot Bin Laden.
No way.
Okay.
And so I met him, he came to a party, and then he was on my TV show, and we still hang out now. We have slightly different political views and whatnot, but he's a nice fella. And he's from Butte, Montana, and he's the bloke who shot Bin Laden.
Wow.
And the first time he came over to my house, he's there telling the story, and he said, I kissed my daughters goodbye because I knew I was going to die on this mission. And I was like, oh, did you just? Oh, yeah. He goes, I've been on 27 missions, but this was the one you knew. And so anyway, he goes, I went up there and the guy in front of me went up and Bin Laden was being covered by two of his wives. And the other guy came and pulled the women off and then he shot him. And everyone's sitting there looking at him and he goes, and then one of the girls went, and what did you say? And he goes, I'll be honest with you, I didn't say anything. But if I had my time over, I would have said Yahtzee. It's some Navy SEAL thing, right? Right. And I was over barbecuing off to the side. I'd heard the story about five times that day already, right? And I just went, Yahtzee's a stupid thing to say like that, right? He goes, what would have you said that's any better? And I go, I would have looked at him and gone, where have you been, Laden? Right? That's a killer line. Where have you been, Laden?
Bang. And then he drops the floor. So that's fascinating. A chat. So you're chatting around the house. He's telling you about, do you have any observations about the joint? Apparently there was a whole stack of porn there. Apparently he was,
stack of porn.
He was going through his porn stash as we speak and just sitting there freeballing under the caftan. And
I wonder if you're a porn star and you find out that Bin Laden's off to you a lot, whether you're pretty proud of that, whether you go, yeah, I did all right there. I kept him in one spot. Maybe
it was funny because you, I don't know what gave him away in the end. Wasn't it, he wasn't returning tennis balls or something? Someone's thrown a tennis ball over the fence and he's, hey, there's some crazy guy in there. He's not. But they genuinely thought they were going to die. They went, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, he said it was a pretty hairy mission. A guy called Rob O'Neill, he's a nice fellow. He goes around, does like motivational speaking and stuff like that. One time he rings me up and he goes, I'm drinking with my friend Charlie. He goes, do you want to come over? And I said, sure, I'll come over. Right. So I go over to this house. It's Charlie Sheen's house, man. And I go over.
Yahtzee.
And Rob's so drunk that Charlie Sheen told him he'd had enough.
Come on, mate. You're better than that, says Charlie Sheen.
Jeez.
Come on, mate. Well, I've heard it all now. The bloke is Kid Bin Laden's getting a finger wagged at him by Charlie Sheen. He reckons he's playing too hard. What goes on in the world? Jeez. What's happening in your circles? I don't know, but I want to hear some more follow-ups on those guys. Because it didn't go all to plan either, did it?
One of their helicopters went down. And
Yeah.
Rob said that he wasn't the guy that was meant to shoot him, but it's like, what do you mean you're not the guy? There was like 40 of you on the mission. They didn't go, and Gavin's doing the shooting. It's whoever gets in the room. You don't get up into the room and you go, oh, I meant to wait for Terry.
Where's Terry? He's on the tour. He'll be here in about 5. He'll get the job done. Well, sounds like a fascinating bloke, and I love the stories and the insights we get from you. Jim, go and see your boy.
Yep.
And relax. Congratulations to the mother. And if there's anything I can do in babysitting,
Uncle Mickey,
I put my services.
I'm waiting for the care package. Is it everything I need or everything the baby needs? I'll tell you what I need after the last few days. A big packet of condoms. That's what I'm not doing this again.
Consider it done. It arrives Tuesday.
Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off. Time for this.
Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Rarely, Dave, is a cow involved in our lead story and gone wild.
You're right.
Sometimes we don't consider them to be wild. They kind of feel domesticated, don't they?
Kind of boring, yeah.
But they've gone bonkers. So there's a beach on the French island of Corsica that's famous for its sunbathing cows.
Jeez.
And they recently had to close the beach due to the aggressive behaviour of the animals.
So it's a cow beach.
They're allowed to go there, but apparently the animals got used to not having to share it with people during the past year because of the lockdowns.
They had dibs on the beach.
So tourists have come back, and the cows have gone up and kicked sand in their face. You know, the classic bully?
Yeah.
Kicked sand in their face. You, off the beach.
Out of my patch.
This is us. Then they went back to playing totem tennis.
Oh, I'm seeing the photo now. Look, they look very comfortable on the beach too. Look at them, just sitting down. There's some yachts out to the ocean there. Having a whale of a time.
See, I'm kind of disappointed when I see that photo, because I imagined them in, like, bikinis.
A little thong.
And then I was thinking, it'd be interesting if a cow wore a bikini. Bikini top would have to have 4 boobs.
For the udders.
So I would stand there and have a little...
Yeah.
Two-piece. Would have to have bikini, like 4... Yep. He's got 4 boobs. Then when they play that game, milk, lemonade around the corner, chocolates, right? What do you do with a cow that's telling you to get off the beach? A cow can do you.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at these guys.
They're not even swimming between the flags. That to me, is not on.
That looks like a Kennedy and a Malloy right there sitting on that beach.
We should check in with our cows.
Wonder how they are.
They would have been down the slaughterhouse.
That might be my Macca's burger.
Get off the beach, you bovines. I don't know. All of a sudden they move in and they think they own the joint.
Who are they? Lazy cows?
Cash cow will be down there. Offering him a payoff here.
I know whether it has 4 udders either.
The cash cow?
Yeah. I've never looked.
Ring Koshy.
Get him on.
Ring up Koshy and ask him
whether he's
how many boobs the
Cash Cow's got.
Get back to me.
Hard hitting question.
We're over in England now.
What's happening there?
Beavers will be released
into
the wild under proposals to support a cautious return of the semi-aquatic mammals to English rivers. Turn to beavers.
Beaver.
There you go.
Nice beaver.
Okay, Dave, that's pretty juvenile.
Oh, what? I've ruined it, have I?
That was juvenile.
I'm terribly
sorry. I'm
trying
to do a story on beavers.
I'm sorry, mate. No, well, we've just
and you've gone.
Coming off the back of the cattle.
And give it the...
Nice beaver.
Okay, Dave. That's a yellow card.
All right.
If you don't cut
your
it
segment,
out.
And it's your show. I shouldn't interrupt. What's up with the beavers?
Do you reckon the beavers in England would have bad teeth like English people? Because you know the beaver's got the big bucky teeth.
It does, yeah. That's
do you
right.
know what the beaver is? A poor man's otter.
I don't know much about the beaver. They're a bit platypus adjacent, aren't they? They've got the big tail and the.
Can someone isolate?
Okay.
Dave's saying, I don't know much about the beaver play.
Nice beaver.
The beavers released into the wild.
But where did they go? That's what I want to know. What they must
where
have got rid
been?
Of them. And now they're back. Because you know what they do, Dave? They build dams. They're engineers.
Mm.
They're architects.
Mm.
They'll build a dam with their own buck teeth.
How do they?
They chop wood with their teeth.
What? They'd roll it up to make a dam.
Oh, Dave, if you're not going to take it
seriously.
I know.
Seriously, well, I'm interested.
If you went to a beaver wood chopping contest, it would be axeman ready and then
the way it goes.
They would chomp away.
So, well, what has the tail got to do with it then? If you've got the big teeth at the front, what's the tail doing? Is that patting down the dirt?
Well, I've never mentioned the tail. What's happening with the tail?
Well, they've got the big sort of flat tails.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of a platypus.
A beaver's got the...
Dial it down a notch.
I mean, the beaver's got the tail, isn't it? That does the pat down. Oh, this segment's
mate,
off,
your segment's completely off the rails.
You're nice beaver.
Dave.
Way to get out of that, I think.
Really? Really, Dave?
Right.
Set your hands to everything. Is that all we've covered? What about the Belgian woman who's banned from a zoo after a four-year affair with a chimpanzee? Now, listen to me. Nothing's seedy.
What are you talking about?
She turned up every week. And she would smile, laugh, and wave at the chimp. The chimp would blow kisses back.
Oh, that's kind of adorable.
And then the chimp was so taken with it, the chimp was getting ostracized by all the other chimps. So they banned her.
She can't turn up. And the chimp's in love with her, obviously.
She should turn up with a chimp.
That'll
drive the other chimp mad.
This is Malloy.
It's Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off here on Triple M. Mick Malloy's back in studio live on Monday. You can always keep in touch with the show. Outside show hours. I mean, you got the Instagram, the Facebook, and the Twitter as well, at Malloy. Now, we're in the middle of Gone Wild, where we look at what's happening in the world of animals.
Scientists, clearly they don't have enough to do down the lab, what with COVID and everything going on.
Yeah, a bit going on, yeah.
Scientists have been tweaking Daddy Long Legs genes to create Daddy Short Legs. Guys, too much spare time. What
Daddy
are you doing?
Daddy Short Legs?
Well, this is like the island of Dr. Moreau. It
really is.
So scientists have done with a house-dwelling spider.
Yeah.
They've created Daddy Short Legs.
No, leave them. Daddy Long Legs, fine.
I don't want to see a stumpy little Daddy Short Legs running around with stumpy little legs.
And Daddy Long Legs, like by the way, don't kill them. Just rehome them. Just grab them, pick them up, try not to pull off a leg when you do it, and just pop them outside.
Way to kill their buzz. I mean, that's what they're known for. It's in the title. It says
right.
Daddy Long Legs. Look at me. Don't look at me. Why? I've got short, stumpy legs.
There's enough short leg spiders around anyway. Yeah, it's terrible.
Don't look at my short legs. Don't look at the one with the caliper. It's their whole thing.
They're called
Daddy Long Legs.
Of course they are. They're a house spider. They're not harmful.
Here's my feel-good story of the week.
What do you
got? Drunk man dies after biting venomous baby snake in a revenge attack. Oh, well done. It's got to be a drunk guy. Captured a baby viper.
Righto.
Who, in retaliation for an early attack outside his home in the village of Medea.
Okay.
Allegedly, he'd had a couple.
Okay, under the influence.
Was sitting out the front of the house when the baby snake reportedly bit him on the leg.
Got him.
He managed to capture it
and,
giving it a bit of its own merit, bit him on the face while he was chewing on it.
Rama Mahto was under the influence of liquor and was sitting in front of his house when a baby viper bit him on his leg. Mahto managed to capture the viper and chew it. He claimed that it was a baby snake and it would not be poisonous. He was found dead on Monday morning.
I mean, you don't need to laugh at the dead, but
I mean, we've all made dicks of ourselves when we've had a couple. We've all tried to,
come here, snake.
Tip a post box over
or
move something large.
Exactly.
Or tie someone to a boom gate. But
clearly.
Biting a snake. her snake